The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, hello, hello again, everybody. I am Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl and Wisdom Weaver of Cosmic Owl Astrology. And I am coming to you on this video podcast episode to talk about the Mars-Saturn conjunction that's happening on April the 10th. I was thinking about doing the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction podcast, but this one's coming first. And I have some thoughts on it because there's an awful lot of fear going around about this, about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and about the eclipses. But, you know, I guess so much happening at once, you know, is very unsettling. I've talked about it in my daily Substack blog. The energy is very unsettled and very chaotic right now. And Mars-Saturn conjunction is in the sign of Pisces, which is the cosmic chaotic soup of creation anyway. It's kind of like this, you know, the dream time from which we were created, which is very Big Bang-ish, if you like. You know, after the Big Bang, there was this chaos, and many of the creation myths say that we are born from chaos or from the dream time. And so, you know, we came into form from that. So, you know, I guess with all this chaos, it's understandable that this fear. But I first pulled a card for the Mars-Saturn conjunction. I guess I come from these things in a couple of directions, and I'll talk about those. I'm actually going to pull two cards, I think. I'm going to leave this one. Okay, and I pulled a card from the Tree Devia deck again. Again, there's a link below for a discount if you use my link or the code to buy this deck if you like the look of it. You know, I've been working with it for a while since the people at who created this deck asked me to work with it on my podcast. And I'm actually being interviewed on the Founders podcast soon. So that's going to be fun as well. But what card did I pull for this Mars-Saturn conjunction before we go and look at the actual astrology? And then we'll look at the symbols. So the Lovers. Reversed. It says you are in disharmony either with yourself or with your loved ones. Certain inner conflicts are making you feel unsure of your emotions. Be more open to giving and receiving love and make sure that the ratio of giving and taking is more balanced in your relationships. If you are at a turning point in your life, don't hesitate to seek advice from someone. And that really kind of makes sense in this for this conjunction. Pisces is a twin sign, you know, it's the two fish swimming in different directions. So it's one of those dual signs where things can go up and down. It's a mutable sign, which also means very changeable. And there is a lot of kind of learning and disharmony right now. Internally for many and also externally, as we can see out in the world. I don't think I need to give any examples, right? And you know, I'm a big fan, as you know, of going within, doing the self-care, finding your balance and harmony within. And in this chaotic months, I think this is really important. Now, the Mars-Saturn conjunction happens, so this is the one coming up on April the 10th. If we go back, you can see that there was one on April the 4th, 2022, and then March, they're getting a little bit earlier each year as we go back, so a little bit later each year as we go forward. So it's a little over 2 years in general that we have these conjunctions, but we're back to April there. So you can, oh, and that one was an anomaly. It will change because of retrogrades every now and again. But I show you that not to go back and look at all those conjunctions, but just to say this is one of the more kind of frequent cycles that we have, the Mars-Saturn cycle. And it's generally referred to because Mars is action, courage, initiative, impulsiveness, and doing. Mars is like will and drive to do and to be. And so that's the accelerator. Mars likes things fast, like Mars likes action. Then we put one foot on the brake, and that's Saturn. Saturn is kind of like the wisdom and the elder and the hand saying, hold on, slow your horses. And these conjunctions are often described as very frustrating. And they can be, of course, if you're ready to move forward. And in this time overall, in where everything's kind of up in the air and quite chaotic and disharmonious, unless you are focusing on keeping your inner harmony and balancing your nervous system. It can be frustrating indeed. You can feel that this change is coming, and Mars wants to take the action, but Saturn's kind of like, hold on, yours, as you've got a few lessons to learn first. You've got to slow down and think about it. But I'm kind of liking this Mars-Saturn conjunction in Pisces overall. But before I talk about what it means for you, I will say that this is in the sign of Pisces, which is oceanic water. And Neptune is still in the sign of Pisces by the time we get there. Nessus is also in Pisces and has been revealing abuses of power and so on for some time, particularly in the collective, but also if you're aspected individually. But this is a big water sign, oceans. And in the just today, as I record this on April the 4th, we're seeing this awful, big, massive snowstorm in the northeast of the US. We did see the bridge in Baltimore, which could be related to this as well, if you like, Mars kind of going fast out of the harbor, hitting a structure, Saturn. Everything going underwater and sinking. We've also, I think there's probably going to be some other water events. I saw there's an astrologer who lives in Paris who was writing about a rising river where she lives. I think there's probably going to be some, big water events. Also, if you look on like the weather app, they're predicting a big hurricane season. Whether it'll turn out to be or not, I don't know. But this is that kind of energy. It's pushing the water, pushing the weather, push, 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 especially combined with eclipses and the Jupiter Uranus conjunction coming as well. Now, it's kind of funny, wild weather here, I've been wearing shorts and a t-shirt today, and now they're predicting snow tomorrow. Our springs are a bit erratic anyway, but you get the idea. It's just this kind of wild weather, wild cosmic weather, so to speak. And so, as without, so within. Now, this conjunction of Mars and Saturn happens at 14 degrees 40 minutes of Pisces, exactly square my Jupiter, by the way, and square my Sun. And so, sorry, square my Moon. Oh, I'm getting every blooming aspect under the Sun right now, but that's okay. I'm coping because I do my self-care. And so it's around the middle of the degrees. And I really think under this, 2 days after this massive Aries eclipse. And just 10 days before Jupiter and Uranus meet, but also as Mars and Saturn meet, you can see that the new moon after the eclipse has moved just 30 degrees and is about to hit the waxing crescent degree as soon as it gets to 21, 30 degrees after the sun is conjunct Jupiter and Uranus. So I do think it's kind of going to push this kind of feeling of chaos and push this kind of emotional, watery, wild weather kind of feeling. But I don't necessarily think that it's all going to be bad. Saturn in Pisces, to my mind, has been about limiting beliefs, insecurities, and fears, letting go of them, identifying them, revealing them, and saying, you know, I've got to, these are coming up. You may feel them, but then they are coming to the fore so they can be identified and we cannot let them kind of run our story anymore. Now, Mars with Saturn may be about fears that hold us back from asserting ourselves and our desires, from taking action on our desires, and from going after what we want. But it's got this more spiritual vibe. Okay. It's got this feeling. Oh, how would I describe it? It's got this feeling of, the calm, cautious warrior. This is saying, you know, we know we feel all this stuff going on in the world that raises our compassion up to the height, but we don't know what to do about it. We don't know what individual action we can take about it. So, you know, we often spend our time really kind of getting very angry, perhaps, or posting on Facebook about it. But does that really do much about anything? Saturn teaches discipline and patience. And it's like the wise mentor saying, come on, cool your jets. Mars is already cooled a little bit in Pisces as well. Like I said, he's the spiritual calm warrior in Pisces. I kind of really feel like this is quite a nice conjunction coming right on the back of the eclipse. So we've got this new start. Mars, the ruler, saying, I want to do something now because this Aries energy is so long. It's passionate, it's driven, and has this sense of urgency. But Saturn is just saying, we've got time. You know, you don't need to do everything at once. But this has the energy of taking some bold action in a very wise and more disciplined and cautious way, not kind of look leaping before you look, but it's also about facing obstacles and limiting beliefs with courage and some kind of resilience going, you know, I know I can do this. I can face this. I've done something before. So this gives this, I always like the Mars Saturn conjunction, to be quite honest, even though especially leading up to it, and especially in the dark of the eclipse moon, it might be a little bit frustrating. I think this has this energy of being able to really calmly tackle things that you want to tackle and things that you want to overcome and traumas that you want to leave behind. And to go back to that lover's card as well, it gives you kind of that steady hand to balance the disharmony and the chaos, either with yourself or with some other loved ones, and with any kind of conflicts as well. So overall, I kind of like this conjunction. It will affect you mostly if you have something around 14 degrees of mutable signs. And so that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. But anything around those degrees, really, but particularly those degrees. So, I'm wondering if I really want to make this a long one. I really don't, but let's just go back to the chart for a minute. So here we are, it's at 14 degrees. It's not making any very tight aspects to things, but it is only a degree away from a semisextile and a quincunx with the nodes right after the eclipse. And these are aspects of adjustment. Take a kind of side eye look at what I can do and what my courageous action is with this wise, steady hand, and how I can move forward to bring more balance and harmony within myself, and also to bring that balance in my relationships. Okay. So there's that. That's the quincunxes. I will also say it's really kind of by 5 degrees, but they're pretty big aspects, especially in eclipse season, in a sextile to Jupiter, who's about to hit Uranus. And when I do the video on that, yes, there may be some shock surprises of all kinds on Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. But I agree with Richard Tarnas, generally, who wrote Cosmos and Psyche, that Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions really bring major breakthroughs in many areas. But you'll have to watch for the video about that and about what I think it's going to bring and why. But anyway, 14 degrees of Pisces is not making any very tight major aspects. So let's look at the symbols for it. Okay, so we always go up, we always go to 15. So we'll be looking at 15 Pisces for a degree that's 14 degrees and what is it, how many minutes? 40 minutes, because we always go up to the next degree, anything past a minute and so on. So we will look to Pisces 15. And I'll read the Chandra symbols first by John Sandbach. So, well, he does a few symbols. I usually read both now. His Omega symbol is transforming and inspired as Pisces energy can be. And it's on a high hill above a river, the ruins of a castle. He says that this is about listening to your soul with discernment. That's very Mars Saturn in Pisces, by the way. But this degree is a resistor of the compulsions and agendas of other people and the world. It has the ability to remove itself from the ongoing flow of time so that it may seek out rare and unusual experiences and explore that which has been left behind or abandoned. It's the soul archaeologist studying the remains of memory to unearth and retrieve precious treasures. And I actually like that with Mars and Saturn near Nessus, because they can. What was the name of that movie? Oh, Gabor Mate's, with Nessus, Centaur Nessus being near this conjunction. There's some wisdom in your trauma. You can find wisdom in the trauma of growing up in the society you did, or in family, or most of us in this changing time have experienced trauma in some ways. And I think this has an air of learning from that and then taking wise action to move forward beyond it. Now, the Chandra symbol for this degree is many kinds of fruit arranged on a tray. Here again, we find the sharp contrast between Omega and Chandra symbol, which we found in other Pisces degrees. Remember, it's two ways. The fruits are juicy, though, a very pure, high vibration food. They are on a gleaming silver tray, silver being the metal of the moon, which signifies nurturing and abundance of nature. On the other hand, the castle of the Omega symbol is old and dead and gone and left behind as the river flows onwards. And yet, the vision of it there, high on the hill, is food for the soul and the imagination. This degree has a sense of the glorious richness of life and the need to be sensitive to the whole spectrum of one's personal cravings. For they will tell the self what kinds of foods and experience are needed as personal nourishment. And to my mind, you know, the soul probably needs to be planting and growing and creating this new abundance, whilst also learning from what's being left behind or what has been left behind, and those old memories that can bring wisdom and precious treasures, as the degree says. Now, the Sabian symbol. And don't forget to subscribe to my Substack and my YouTube channel and all those things, and give me a thumbs up. It all helps more visibility for the for my channel and for my Substack. There's a Substack link as well in the description, and I write my daily energy updates on Substack, as well as doing all these videos, because I'm a content machine, because I just want you all to understand the energies and work with them. So the Sabian symbol is an interesting one. It's an officer instructing his men before a simulated assault under a barrage of live shells. It says the need for thorough rehearsing before any complex and inherently dangerous social ritual in which power is used or evoked. Let me read. And then he says this is about valorization. The concept of group value dominates the entire scene. That's Dame Rudyard's interpretation. I'm actually going to go to James Burgos. I like his interpretations too. I'm not saying, you know, I pick and choose. It just sometimes I don't kind of quite get it, all right? Okay, I like his interpretation better. The symbol really is still the same, though he shortens it to an officer preparing to drill his men. Mars is very officer, very, you know, the military, and it's about drill and all kinds of things like that. But we have to remember Mars is also the guardian, but Saturn is the preparation probably as well. So, James Burgess' interpretation is that this degree is about rehearsing how to use power. Neither recklessness nor fearlessness nor even overcautious modesty is appropriate when power is at play. Disciplined preparation to develop group consciousness. He says, before being able to close any cycle in life fully, there must be an evaluation of what has occurred. A balancing of accounts and the facing of karma. When this is externalized into life events, we must expect to encounter significant danger, a danger that has so far been perpetually and forever avoided. By anticipating this, we can make careful arrangements, planning and equipping ourselves as best we can for the certainty of immense challenge. It's better to take instruction and focus very clearly before we encounter our nemesis. Now, I can see this playing out in the world stage because the world's full of fear. I'm not going to go into huge detail, but conscription has been mentioned in some places, you know, the drums of war in places. And I see some players in the world trying to keep that steady hand and that preparedness, and really kind of help trying to steady the hand and more cautiously play the power games. Okay, let's say, and I'm not going to name names or anything because you'll probably all disagree with me and that's fine. But take from it what you will and take from it what it means to you. If you have anything around this degree or aspected, this might be about, you know, you feel yourself stepping into this power after the Aries eclipse. You feel yourself very like fired up and ready to go. And like, I know who I am and I know what I want. But this is about kind of cautious preparation and slowing it down and balancing some accounts and finding that inner balance of that lover card before you take action. Okay, which is not something I've been great at all my life, but wisdom of age, I have learned to be more cautious. Let me see if there's anything else I want to say. No, I don't think so. I didn't want to make this too long. I will try to get the Jupiter Uranus video done before I fly off to see the eclipse, but otherwise, that might be recorded after the eclipse, but still in plenty of time before the conjunction on the 20th. So for now, thank you all for always watching my videos and giving me thumbs up and comments. I love, engaging with you. So thank you. And I'll see you on the next one.